Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Chamber of Commerce Director Karen Eichen. Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you.
Last week, the Chamber and some other business groups around town made a trip to Washington, D.C. to speak with some of our leaders about a lot of different issues. Tell us a little bit about that trip.
Sure. Actually, it's the Pella Area Development Corporation goes out annually, and we had four of our members, in addition to myself, along with some of our members of our city council, and also Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission, went to D.C. to visit with not only our elected officials and their staff members, but also with the Office of Asset Enterprise Management of the Veterans Affairs about the VA campus in Knoxville. We go out each year and usually have some issues. Sometimes we are asking for dollars for specific projects. This was one of those years where we didn't necessarily need the dollars for projects, but we needed their help in other ways. And as always, our offices out there are very cooperative, and we just had some great meetings.
So talk about some of the things that you were able to speak with our leaders about while you were in the Capitol.
Sure. We were able to schedule a meeting with the Office of Asset Enterprise Management of the Veterans Affairs. The campus in Knoxville has been closed. They're looking for uses for that facility, and we really wanted to visit with that office about what the process is in looking for somebody to develop that property. And they were really able to walk us through that process, give us approximate timelines, just really reconfirming and reassuring that they are wanting the best possible use for that facility. They're wanting to bring in good jobs and wanting to take care of the veterans. So that was a really great meeting. Then we had meetings with both Senator Grassley, Senator Harkin, and Congressman Boswell's offices and their staff members. We talked a lot about some projects that have been ongoing for several years, the replacement airport and access to I-80. Again, we just kind of updated them on where that particular process is and just give them a heads up that as we move along through the process, we may need their support with the FAA, with the DOT, wherever that may be. But we always want to keep them up to speed on where we're at in case they are asked questions or if they have any questions of us.
Sure.
We also were able to visit with them about some EPA standards that have been changed and some regulations coming down that the city will have to do some modifications on, what the cost-benefit analysis is on that, a little help that they will hopefully be providing and helping us through that process. We also visited with them on the Health Care Act,
sure,
some of the intended and unintended consequences that companies are seeing as some of those new standards are enacted. We were able to go out with a couple of companies who had some real-time data of exactly what those costs were to their companies, their employees, and how they were having to navigate through that. So shared some great information, and overall just a real good visit again this year.
And again, as you mentioned, a trip not so much for we need financial help in this area specifically, but these are the problems that we are seeing our local business community face, and here are some things that we'd like to talk with you about to try to alleviate some of those problems.
Right, and as some of these new acts are implemented and put in place, I think it's very helpful for our elected officials to know exactly how their constituents are being impacted. So as they look to tweak some of the things in the different bills and the different acts, they can use that information and share it with their counterparts to know just how, if they decide one way or another, how that will affect. So I think they really appreciate the data that we're able to supply them, and I know it always helps them stay informed and stay on top of how their decisions are impacting our businesses.
Overall, how do you feel that the meetings went? Were the legislators receptive to some of the things that you brought to their attention?
Very receptive. We actually are scheduling a conference call this week for some of the EPA standards and DNR standards. They also want updated information on our airport project and our I-80 access project. So they are very interested. They want to stay up to speed on what's going on, and we continue to exchange emails and phone calls. So very engaged in what's going on in our community, as they are in other communities as well.
Is there anything sort of immediate that you would like to see right now, or any action that can be taken right now to take care of some of these problems, or some first steps, I guess, to see some resolve here?
Well, some of the EPA regulations that are coming down the pipeline, they are actually, one of them is called a RICE. It has to do with combustible engine emissions. That is actually under reconsideration right now, and we want to make sure that we give them the data they need, so when they do offer up amendments or changes, they know exactly how that's going to impact us. So that's the conference call we have scheduled this week. Like I said, that's coming very quickly, so we want to make sure that we can have some influence in there, or at least supply data as to where those changes need to be made, or what will be the most beneficial and cost effective for communities.
Anything else that folks can look forward to from the Chamber office here?
Obviously, Thursdays in Pella, we have starting up very, very quickly, shortly after tulip time. So we are hard at work on those particular nights and what all activities will be involved. And those will start the first Thursday in June, and that will continue through the end of June this year. Thursdays in Pella is a very family-focused evenings, actually. There will be 8 of those that take place downtown in the square from 6 to 9. Each Thursday has a different theme, and we are right now finalizing all of those themes, and all of them have activities surrounded around that theme. There is also food, music, so just a great night to come downtown. You don't have to cook. You can be entertained, and, you know, just kind of meet some different people, hang out for the evening. The stores are open late, so it's a great opportunity to take a look around and just have an evening out during the summer. It's just a lot of fun.
All right. Great things to look forward to as we're finally starting to get out of winter a little bit.
Yes.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.